We're joined by a special guest today on this holiday weekend and Firefighter Cancer Support Network. We are going to hear from them today, and the representative for that network with us is Deputy Chief from Pasadena. He's a firefighter. Brian Frieders is with us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Tina. How are you?
Good. How are those leftovers at home? Pretty good?
They are outstanding. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about the network because you offer support and services for firefighters and their families. And then also, you have a gala planned, and the gala was supposed to happen on November 12th.
Right.
And it did not happen. It had to be postponed, but it's going to happen. We're going to talk about that and why. But tell us about the network.
First of all, thanks again for having us here. And it's such an important message to get out to people. The Firefighter Cancer Support Network started in 2005. Mm-hmm. And it came from an LA County firefighter named Mike Dubron, who was mm-hmm. diagnosed with colon cancer at 35. And they told him he had about 6 months to live and didn't really know what to do, didn't know where to turn. The happy ending to that story is that he survived. Mm-hmm. But the process that he had to go through and the scary times that he had to endure and the conversations he had to have with his family and all the thoughts and uncertainty that he had to journey through made him realize that it would be good to have someone there with him. What he discovered in his organization is that there were several other firefighters that had been diagnosed with cancer that experienced the same loneliness, the same fear, and they thought, we have to stop this.
Yeah.
So he created this network called the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, and what it is, it gives someone who has been diagnosed with cancer that's a firefighter or their immediate family a chance to have a mentor, someone who is also a firefighter that has survived cancer, mm-hmm. and help them walk through that journey.
It's great to hear that he survived, that his cancer, did it go into remission?
It did. He was able to have surgery. They were able to get the cancer, and I'm happy to report that he's on his 11th year of survival. So we're very grateful that he's here. And from his idea has spawned a nationwide organization mm-hmm. known as the Firefighter Cancer Support Network that you hear about today.
Right. This is national. So all around the country, firefighters can get help and their families also. What are some of the services, some of the programs that you have at Firefighter Cancer Support Network?
They call it Cancer Island when you get diagnosed, where you feel alone, you have nowhere to go, you know where to turn. So what we do is we have a nationwide group of mentors that are also firefighters that are survivors that we will pair up with the individual and try to pair them up with a similar or same type of cancer they're going through, just to kind of walk them through what to expect. And we send them a toolbox and a business card holder and some literature that helps them keep all their records, their materials that they get from the physicians, their reports, their workers' compensation documents, all that kind of stuff housed in one place so they can, you know, look at that and keep track of everything that's going on.
Right.
And then in addition to that, we, in about 5 years ago, launched a nationwide education and awareness campaign to try to prevent cancer in firefighters. And I'm sure we'll talk about that, but that's been really the focus of our attention is the mentor program and the education awareness program.
And firefighters, we could talk about it now. They are subject to carcinogens oftentimes that other people aren't, right? This affects them getting cancer. Are there higher rates of cancer or certain types of cancer that firefighters suffer from?
Yeah, 1 in 3 firefighters gets diagnosed with cancer, and that number's going up. And what's interesting is there was a great study done by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health in 2013 that really put statistical significance and causation to cancer in firefighters. To have that many firefighters get cancer compared to the general population is even more scary considering the fact that most firefighters are very healthy.
Yes,
so the healthy
yes.
worker effect mm-hmm. does take into consideration that the numbers are likely very much higher than we anticipate now. So on an ordinary house fire, for instance, there's about 250 or more known carcinogens in that smoke. And we are exposed to that. It gets on our skin. It absorbs through our skin. And that's how we're getting cancer.
Doing your job, saving people, helping people, putting fires out, getting into structures, all of these chemicals are happening and they're exposed to them. And as much as you are protected, it can still affect you.
Exactly. Yeah. And what we're even discovering now is the personal protective equipment that we wear, the big turnout coats and pants, mm-hmm. really aren't protecting our skin. They protect mm-hmm. us from the heat, but they don't protect us from the carcinogens. So it's a very interesting dichotomy that we're in right now. And there's just a ton of research going on across the country that we're helping support to get to the bottom of what's really going on and how we can prevent it and prevent our firefighters from becoming cancer victims.
Does the Cancer Support Network for firefighters, does that contribute to research also?
Yeah, we don't contribute, but what we do is we sort of sit as the subject matter experts. We have representatives in 39 states, mm-hmm. and most of those people are cancer survivors. So we contribute to and participate in the research studies. We sort of guide and provide oversight to where they should be looking for things. We work very well with the International Association of Firefighters. Here in Los Angeles, Frank Lima is the 10th District Vice President who's been actively helping us along with Dave Gelati from Local 1014 from LA County, in really making sure that we're doing our due diligence to find ways to prevent cancer in firefighters.
Right. And then for families, are you able to work with the families also?
Yeah, part of what the mentor program really allows for is not just the individual, but sort of giving the families an idea of what to expect and really telling the folks that they work with or the agencies they work for what to expect and what to do, and give them some real good points on how to manage someone who's been diagnosed so that the transition into survival is much more easy and much more palatable for everybody.
Right. Can we talk about the event that came up? So we had the election, and you can appreciate free speech. You can appreciate people exercising that. But this happened on a day when you had one of your most important fundraisers come up at the Bonaventure downtown.
Yeah, that was just an unfortunate confluence of circumstances. Again, it's important to recognize that, we appreciate the First Amendment rights of the people. Mm-hmm. And I think it needs to be said that there's no hostility that we harbor against any of the protesters. But it was just unfortunate for us that protest occurred the same date and time that our annual gala event, which is our primary fundraiser, that supports all of our efforts in the Cancer Network. So it really caused a huge problem for the 545 people that we were expecting to attend.
You had to postpone it.
Yeah, in the fire service, life safety is our number one priority.
Yeah.
And we made a determination after seeing what was going on around 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon that it was probably not safe based on what had happened the night before. In retrospect, the demonstration was actually much more peaceful, and it was very appropriate, and there was really no danger. But, at the time, the decision was made based on intelligence from some of the law enforcement agencies that it would be best probably to cancel it only because of the safety and considerations for the people that were going to attend.
When was it scheduled originally?
It was scheduled November the 12th. Yeah. We made the decision. It was supposed to start at 5 p.m., and at 1:30, we made the decision that afternoon to postpone it until after the first of the year.
But it's coming, and you can still get tickets.
It is coming. We haven't set a date and a place and a time yet, but we will be having the event sometime in the spring is what we're hoping for. And as soon as we know that, we will definitely get that out to you.
It's a fun night. It's dinner and then cocktails and a silent auction and then musical guests. You got a band coming. These guys are popular, called The Trip. And they play music from different decades, from 60s, 70s, 80s. So it's a whole big celebration with music and dinner. And everyone is invited, right? Everyone can get a place if they get the tickets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We love to have them. And in the past, we've had Jay Leno host it. Last year, we had John Waite, who's a very popular artist from the 80s, came and joined us as our musical guest. And this year, The Trip, hopefully they'll be able to come and join us again.
Firefighters do so much for us. It's great when we can give back and do something for them. And so are there ways throughout the year that you can help support the Firefighter Cancer Support Network?
Sure. Well, we have our website, which is www.firefightercancersupport.org. There's a place there to donate and just helping us along. There's a lot of things that we don't know. There's a lot of things that are happening right now legislatively that are going to help protect firefighters in the context of presumption laws that protect firefighters that get diagnosed with cancer while they're on the job. Just be diligent, especially as the holidays come up, to make sure you don't overfill your turkey fryer. Make sure you don't burn your house down with a Christmas tree. Keep that thing watered and get it out of the house as soon as it gets dry. But we're so grateful for the outpouring of support from not only the Los Angeles area, but nationwide. When this whole thing happened and the news came out, there was a lot of inquiry about how they can help and a tremendous response from the public about how they can help us. And we're so grateful for that. And we're so appreciative of that because it makes our job a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah. People are happy to support you though. And this was an important gala. This was a big fundraising event, which will still be coming, but it had to be postponed. And then throughout the year, like you said, you can donate. You can also find out other ways to be an advocate through legislation, and then try not to do anything at home to make the firefighters have to come to your place.
Exactly.
Be careful around the holidays and always, but yeah, don't do anything crazy with your deep fryer. How long have you been a firefighter for, Brian?
I'm on my 20th year. I've been in fire and EMS for 27 years, and I when I got this job, I knew that every time I went home, I would be able to do something good for someone else. And I'm very proud to represent the Firefighter Cancer Support Network as their president and to be leading a group of people that have that same paradigm in their head. So it's an honor and a privilege to be part of this.
Well, it's an honor to have you here to talk about it and that you donate your time, that you dedicate yourself to the network, in addition to having your job, which comes with a lot of responsibility being a deputy chief in Pasadena.
It's a great job. a couple years ago, they did this training for us. It was leadership training. And a question was posed to the group about what you want your legacy to be. And that's a really tough question when you think about life, is what do you want your legacy to be? And, you know, being able to represent cancer survivors and helping cancer survivors, for me, is going to be a very satisfying legacy.
Have you had experienced that personally in your family? I know with your friends you have. And
my father died of cancer 21 years ago. My best friend on the job, Gary Sauls, my engineer, died of cancer, which is how I got involved in this organization. I met Mike at his funeral. One of my good friends, who's a fire chief, Joe Nestor, is a cancer survivor and a good friend of mine. And he comes out with me a lot and talks about what to do and what to expect. He's one of our best mentors. And just the people that I've met during my travels that have survived, and just listening to their stories and hearing how grateful they are to be survivors. For me, that's motivation to really, really get out there and do my best to make sure that we can stop or at least slow down this cancer epidemic that exists in the fire service.
Yes, absolutely. And do everything that we can to help support the firefighters who are going through this and their families. You know, you guys are our heroes. And however we can help you, we want to.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. We really do.
It is the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. Their gala has been postponed, and you can go to that. You can also find out more and find out how to donate at the website, which is
firefightercancersupport.org.
Deputy Chief Brian Frieders. Thanks, Brian.